Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we discuss practical strategies and actionable tactics to help you improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, executive education adjunct professor, corporate team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. This week's episode, by request, shout out to Emily. Emily and I hooked up on LinkedIn. She sent me a little bit of what's going on in her work world, and this episode is a topic that she wanted to see covered. So Emily, this one's for you. In this episode, we're diving into the delicate dance of leading without positional authority, leading with informal authority. So if you are emerging as a leader, when you take on that role, it is a back and forth. It is an ebb and flow of how do you start to influence and have impact while maintaining relationships. Join us as we dive into this topic, provide you insights that will help empower you to lead, inspire, and make sure you maintain contact with your peers around you to bring them along for the ride as you lead without a formal title. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. Positional authority is not just about holding down a leadership position on an org chart. It's not the only way to lead in an organization. Leading with informal authority is all about being able to influence, communicate, collaborate, build coalitions, using the network of people around you to get things done. Leadership is not a title. Leadership is a process. Leadership is behavior. You don't need a formal title to lead. Navigating the transition from being a peer to being a leader can be a challenge. It requires a delicate balance between asserting yourself, staying self-assured, and preserving the camaraderie that you've built with your peers. That is the bedrock of working together on an effective team. Emerging as a leader doesn't mean losing touch with the human side of leadership. It's about inspiring your peers, earning their respect, fostering an environment where everyone is empowered and feels that they can contribute to the overall goal or objective or outcome that you're trying to achieve together. Remember, leadership is about influence. When you begin to take on leadership responsibilities without a title, you are attempting to influence without authority. It's easier to feel like a leader when you hold that position, when you hold that title, and you have the referent power that comes with it. But when you lead from a position of informal authority, you have to draw from different power sources. Information is a power source. Coalition of people together is a power source. Leading and influencing without formal authority is a different type of skill, and crafting it early as a leader will help propel you throughout your career. Now, I want to share with you a time where I worked at a distribution center for a Fortune 50 company, and I worked overnight shift. It was a third shift operation. None of the senior leaders, none of the general manager, there was nobody there but a group of peers, and we were responsible for achieving performance, making decisions, and driving our business forward each and every night. Working together with a group of type A personalities, high drivers, people who are super competitive, can be a difficult feat, and emerging as a leader amongst them without the benefit of having a position, especially when you're early on in your career, can be difficult. I had 6 other peers who were all wanting to do the right thing, wanting to do good things, trying to figure out how we can best work together as a team. And initially, I have to say, myself included, I saw them as my competition to climb the career ladder. That was absolutely the wrong point of view. What we found was being competitive with one another was deteriorating our ability to work together, to be cohesive, and it was impacting the performance of our team and the performance of our group overall. So we needed to figure out a way to work together, to lead each other without title. So I came up with an idea on how to synchronize our startups. We had a problem with our startup meetings where everybody was starting to whip through their startup, put out information, but one group got started, one group was still working through information, one group took time to do more relationship building, so our different departments got started at different times, between 10 to 15 minutes difference some nights. That led to an imbalance across our distribution center. We needed to all be in sync in order to pull freight in, pull freight from storage, move freight throughout the distribution center, and put it on our outbound trucks to meet our goals. So I had a tactic I'd learned in the military on how to have a standardized, structured startup meeting, what topics we needed to cover, safety, quality, productivity, anything new, and still have time for those social moments. While we warmed up the team, we did our stretches. So although I had a single idea, I didn't want to push it on my team. I wanted to bring my peers along with me. So I floated the idea by a peer of mine and got their buy-in. Together, we met with the entire group and worked it out to where everybody was bought into, if we follow this one sheet that standardizes how we pass information, we can work together. It turned out great. Everybody filled in the sheet. Everybody had the same information. We were working at the same cadence. We were working at the same time. That idea may have been mine, but I shared it with my peers. I brought them along with me. I shared the benefits of having a formalized structure. And from that moment, that spawned more ideas on what we could do together. Somebody else came up with an idea of having a pre-shift meeting to where we can synchronize what happened the night before, what adjustments we need to make before we start our shift, so we can portray the cohesion that we're building. We can portray that we're in sync, that we are working towards a collective goal. None of this would have occurred without being able to be open and willing and someone taking the step up to lead, as well as the peers being able to take a step back to follow. And then in turn, somebody else would take a step up to lead and influence, and then the other person would take a step back to follow. It is a very delicate dance, but when you bring people along with you and you have positive intentions, you can lead without a title. Leading without positional authority is about fostering relationships, building trust, and inspiring others to follow you while you lead, while you influence. It's a journey, and it's open to anyone, regardless of the position you hold on your team. Leaders who excel in this space create environments where collaboration is abundant, and you're not bound by titles, but you're driven by passion, a shared passion to achieve success together. So let's explore some practical approaches to help you lead without positional authority so that you can make a positive impact and still bring people along with you. One, build credibility and trust. Spend time getting to learn about the different functions of your peers, not just what you're responsible for while you're honing your craft, but speak with them about what their responsibilities are. Find out where there's overlap. Find out where there's complementary functions or supplementary functions. How do they need information from you that could impact what they do? How can you take information from them that impacts what you do? So you continue to build your competence while you gain a wider perspective of the overall operation. This will help you see things through your eyes, but will also help you see things through the eyes of your peers. This is why you can take on the hard jobs. You gain a wider perspective, you take in more information, and you can bring people with you along the way. This is where you gain trust over time, because it's the first step to make things not about you and what you're solely responsible for, but about what your peers are responsible for as well. So you start working together. You start showing that you have their best interest in mind as well. Number two, strengthen relationships. Leadership is about people. regardless of position. You have to lead yourself, you have to lead your peers, and at times you have to lead upwards. So when you invest in building strong relationships, leaders without positional authority rely on the strength of their connections. Get to know your colleagues, personal, professional. Understand the strengths. What are they bringing to the table? Show genuine interest in what they're doing inside and outside of work. Make time to bring your peers along with you. Taking initiative and always being the one volunteering, the one taking on assignments, the one saying, I'll do this, I'll do that, that's not necessarily leadership. That may be shutting down your peers. So when you think about an opportunity that comes your way or comes the team's way, you can be the first to raise your hand, but also say, oh, well, I know Emily has this skill as well. Emily, can you work on this with me? Or I know Rich, you're very good at that. Rich, can you take the lead on this for our team? Because you're going to excel and we're going to be better with you in the lead. This shows that you want to take on new things, but you also want to not stifle opportunities for your peers while you're bringing them along. You are informally influencing them to take on more while the team is getting better. So provide your peers the opportunity to take on more, to learn alongside you, and leverage the strengths that they have for the overall good of the team. Number three, demonstrate competence. Demonstrate competence and expertise. You have to continually grow, continually learn. Your knowledge, your skills, those are your strongest assets. Showcase your competence through consistent, high performance. If you're going to be a leader, especially a leader with informal authority, consistently showing up, consistently performing, consistently setting the example is where you're going to make your money. Everyone has roller coasters up and downs, but your job is going to be to smooth those bumps in the road out. Make it clear that your role and what you're doing does not diminish the value of what your peers are doing or the value of their contributions as well. When the water rises, all boats rise together. Recognize and celebrate the strengths that you have as well as the strengths of your peers. And number four, be a collaborator. Seek input, seek collaboration. Actively seek out others. Actively involve your peers in decision-making processes. Seek their input. Find out what they think. Find out what information they may have that could make a better decision. This not only shows respect for their opinions, but it also creates a sense of shared ownership. Offer support, contribute to team efforts, and be the go-to person for getting things done. Remember, reliability and collaboration build trust. You start driving towards we and not me. Number five, communicate effectively. Communicate effectively by articulating ideas clearly, listening empathetically, and ensuring that your communication contributes positively to the team dynamic and the overall conversation. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Leaders without titles often lead through inspiration. So be the source of positive energy. Encourage your colleagues to move forward together. Give them the support that they need and share a compelling vision for the future of what this team can be when the team comes together. That is an effective communication strategy to bring people along with you as you emerge as a leader. By applying these insights, you can make positive impact, you can inspire your colleagues, and you can contribute to a culture of shared leadership. Emerging as a leader while maintaining peer relationships is an art that, when mastered, creates a harmonious workplace. When you lead people, it's not about me, it's about the we. Whether you have a formal or informal title, you can lead and influence. By applying these insights, you're going to be able to show up with authenticity, inspire your peers, and foster a creative, collaborative environment at work. Who doesn't want that? Remember, as you rise, bring others with you. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here at the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, save it, share it with a friend, share it with your fellow leaders, share it across all of our social media platforms. Also, we want to hear from you. Just like Emily, send us a review, send us a comment, send us a topic that you may be struggling with that you want to see covered in a future episode to help you lead at your best. And if you're a business that's investing in your people, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused team and leader development workshops. Reach out to me and connect on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.